Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, with his truth, with his truth, with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. With equity. With equity. With equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. People with peace. People with peace.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest, the true rest and peace is in Christos and in him, Salam.
Kulatanya, Kedame Yemibal, said, on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel abbra, bekokboch samayin asgeta, kohulum ahayin asaye, meskel abbra, bekokboch samayin asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. A bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul, the testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Selah, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Majesty, Empire, Celestia, Empress, Menenai. I.
Shabbat Shalom. Everyone should know Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Chaverim, Rastafari Chaverim, Rastafari companions, fellows, associates. Here, here, here. We have the 44th degree of I-9 sabbatical study here in the season, the reason for the season here, beginning the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called in English Deuteronomy, a repetition of the law. In the Royal Amharic, the Orit Ze Dagim, Orit, the Torah Ze of Dagim, of the repetition, and Hebraically, Devarim, Devarim, the words, the words, the words. And here, 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 today's daily song, we have Psalm 30, very interesting, the day after Holy Imperial Ethiopian Constitution Day, we have Psalm 30, that is themed a psalm and song at the dedication, a rephrase, Rastafari phrase, livocation of the Beit Dawid, of the house of David. So here, 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 the day after Holy Imperial Ethiopian Constitution Day. So here we have this Torah reading and feeding. Here, beginning off the fifth book, the fulfillment book of the general education for all the Hebrews, all the Israelites, and all the called children of faithful Rastafari. Here, here, the words, the words, the words. We're going to first ride up here with Abba Tachin Hoy, our Father prayer, also the Emma Betachin, right? The Emma Betachin, the Our Mother prayer, as it's sometimes referred to, but here, 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 featuring Isaac, Haile Selassie, and the Ayabingi. Bingi note, Benigi note. Here, here, here. Oh.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Sila. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ። የማኅፀንሽን ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው። ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ፣ እግዚአብሔር ከአንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን።
Lady of the house, yes, I, our father, our mother, prayer right there in the Royal Amharic featuring Isaac Haile Selassie. Isaac Haile Selassie right there. Check out the brother's work, some very beautiful, beautiful works. One of the orphans, we can say the orphans of Kedemawi Haile Selassie of Negusa Neges. Yes, I, Isaac Haile Selassie for Abatachin Hoy. Emma Betachin, our father, our lady of the house, mother prayer. So here for good timing right here, since we're beginning off the fifth book of Moses, there's nuff, right? Nuff. It's a repetition of the law, and here Moshe is giving his farewell address, right? His shalom well, you know, his shalom. He's making his peace. He's reasoning for new generation, the youths, right? The youths in comparison to their fathers. Here we're like 40 years later. So in the studies, sabbatical studies, the Torah portion, reading and feeding, when we reach like Numbers by Midbar in the wilderness, halfway in the book, I think around chapter 15 or so, roughly around there, it scrolls like 38, 39 years forward, like somewhere near the middle part of the book. It scrolls forward. So then we get a new generation. We get the children. So here's an important theme, Chavarim. These themes that we might have heard in Christianity, some of these themes we might heard, you know, heard a little bit here and there, and we might heard certain perspectives of it, but this is the scriptural, the biblical, right? According to John's teaching, this is a true perspective of it right here. So here we have now the final book. And in this final book, Moses is recounting, you know, the experiences of the children of Israel to a new generation, a new generation that is poised, is at the edge, right, of the wilderness, the edge of that wilderness experience. Now, this is especially applicable to the once lost, now found black and brown sheep of the Beit Yisrael, to we, the black peoples of the world, black and brown people, especially over here in these here Americas and the Caribbean, seeing that we are past that 400-year period of time according to the prophecy and the prophecies, the corresponding prophecies of the great prophecy. So here in the season, it will behoove us to really get a little deeper, you know, make some more heights, get more good groundation, and see how this is applicable. Some of the themes here, the Rastafari Rhema right now themes here, is like to sustainable repatriation. One of the themes is sustainable repatriation. A couple of audio drops that we have. We'll see how much we can share right here on the air, plus going through the Aliyot, right? The Aliyot, that means a fuller reading, right? And we pick up here with Deuteronomy chapter 1, and we go forward to Deuteronomy chapter 3 at verse 22, verse 222, right? Or 22, actually, right? Verse 22. Then we have the prophets reading the Haftarah, and that is Isaiah, Isaiah the prophet, chapter 1, from verses 1 to verse 27. And then we have the New Covenant reading, the Aris Kidan, the Hadish Kidan, the Brit Hadasha reading, right? The New Testament reading, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, focus verses 1 to 21. Now, there's other areas also that highlight and bring out the groundational reasonment. So there's also other areas of the New Covenant of the Adis Kidan that we can and should go to as points of references. And this is what's good about the Scofield Study Bible. As we go to the Scofield Study Bible, and we're looking through the reading right here, Deuteronomy chapter 1, chapter 2, getting to chapter 3 up to verse 22, there are some footnotes and references, points of references that lead us elsewhere in the scripts, but also to the New Covenant. So there we can also have, you know, additional New Covenant readings and feedings, because ideally in the gathering, in the ideal, in the template of the temple and the gathering together to gather, you know, different brethren especially will step up to read, you know, different portions, right? Different aliyot, having that honor, right? To call upon him. That's where that idea of calling upon Jah comes from. Not just in the times of stress and distress and anxieties, ups and downs, follies, undercrowns, mix-up moves and attitudes, hate. You know, not just going through those times as Jah people go through amongst themselves. Sadly, you know, that should not be the case, but it does happen. So we can overcome. The Psalms of David is ideal instruction for our and protection, psychical protection, his mantras there for our heart and mind, word, sound, and power. You know, so here, brothers and sisters, like to get into a little more details of this so we can see how it's applicable, both looking to then, but seeing how it's applicable to I and I. Even right now, you know, how the word is applicable to us. So some of the reasonments that we have here, let's see if we can open this up right here on the board, a few of the audibles, the audio drops, we have already uploaded them to, you know, drop it like dew, you know, my doctrine shall, you know, distill like dew, you know, from the heavens, you know, how the dew and it also rises up, you know, from the groundation to earth. So here we have the Devarim. Debarim, the ancient pointing in the ancient Hebrew, it is Debarim. Modern enunciation, Devarim, right? Which basically means the words. To give ones a little sample of what we mean in the right now, the now sense, hear the words of Garmawi Negusa Negest. Of his imperial majesty, of Kamawi Haile Selassie, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, the king of kings, of Ezekiel, of the king of Israel. Hear the word.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten and Man elaborate on hand, 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 elaborate. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Shema Yisrael, Sima, here, Rastafari. Here,
hear this word right here, the word from the Afe Negusenagas, from the mouth of the King of Kings himself, concerning the true teaching of His Majesty, the 10 words that is known here in the fifth book of Moses as the 10 commandments. He calls them the 10 commandments, or the 10 commandments in the Hebrew are the 10 words. The 10 words, these 10 words. We're going to do a vlog, a video on the Rastafari Jews YouTube channel. I'm going to do a video and ask the question, did Jah write the Bible? Did God write the Bible? Like, in that sense, people talk about, did God write the Bible? Say, well, it was men and people. Well, according to the scripts, it was men who were inspired by the Holy Spirit that wrote these words and communicated these words. So it was God and man. So the answer to that was that it was God and man. And I say that because right here, Ha Elohim, that is to say, Ha Elohim, the power in man and the power in man that wrote those words and communicated those words. But here, when we're speaking about the 10 words called the 10 commandments, called the Esaret, or some say Aseret HaDebarim, the 10, the words, bringing it out in the Hebrew, the 10 words, these words were spoken by Yahweh Eloheinu, by He who be, we be, I and I power, by His own mouth. And according to the testimony we have in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Exodus, or called Shemot, the Hebrew is called Shemot, which means the names. And Shemot, these are the words that He wrote with His own finger. His own finger. Now we have the book of the seven seals of Metzaf Kedus, you know, the authorized, revised, and Amharic Bible as well, you know, with the writing of those words. And here we have the word sound and power of the King of Kings of Ethiopia. So when I and I Rastafari, we speak about, you know, Jah commandment, Jah word, Jah will, Jah law, you know, Jah order, you know, Jah precepts. This is a fundamental precept. And not just like quoting maybe an elder or ones who have communicated to I and I in respect respectively as a youths compared to them communicating to I and I that ancient truth. But here we can hear, we have the testimony, we can hear the word, sound, and power and the vocal of the King of Kings. It's interesting that when the Israelites had heard Jehovah begin those 10 words, some say the first 1 to 2 of the 10 words called the 10 commandments, the people pull back and say, well, you know, we can't hear this. You know, almost like we would die if we keep hearing this. Moses, you go and you hear the words and you communicate to us all the words that Jehovah communicates to you. So here we now begin the fifth book of Moses, where Moses now communicates to a new generation. I think that's a key theme right there, Chaburim. Generation, right? Regeneration. Also, we have to touch on degeneration, right? Is this degeneration or regeneration or degeneration? But this here is a new generation of Israelites. And it's important for us to understand this even in the right now of prophecy as we have a new generation of Jah people. So we have the people being given a land grant. Let that sink in for a moment. The people, Jah people here in Jah glory, in His Majesty's glory, His Majesty says for Himself, His own words, sound, and power, His own testimony for my part, I glory in the Bible, right? And then we see in the revelation, the Rhema right now revelation is actually giving to we, the black peoples of the world, a land grant, you know, like a stepping stone, a foothold, so to speak, right, in the promised land east of the river Nile. And He giving it not just to us of this generation, of the new generation, right, but to the previous generation. So we ask the question, what happened with that? And according to the evidence that we have researched concerning the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated and concerning our story, our history, the divine heritage, all right, He gave us this land circa 1940s, the 40s, 1948. The state of Israel, given by the United Nations, Ethiopia had abstained in that particular vote right there concerning the state of Israel. It didn't vote against it. It didn't vote for it. It basically abstained,
You know, because Jah is still waiting for his people, right? And his people, as such as the people of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, we the black people, requesting the land, given the land, circa 1948. So you would think that, well, you see what others who are given the land, not by God or Jah, not so to speak, but given it by the United Gentiles, the United Heathen, the United Nations, well, that's the word there in the scripture that is translated in some places as heathen. You know, the nations, the Gentiles, or in the Hebrew, the Goyi, right? In 1948, see what has gone on there, and then we see that the land, you know, abided forever. But one generation passeth away, and another generation has come. So now we have a new generation that has come forward. So what can we learn? They said that any fool can learn by his own mistakes, and may we all who have been foolish at one time or another learn by our mistakes. But a truly wise man or woman can learn and should learn by the mistakes of others. So let's learn from this right here, because the land remains, and as the scripture testifies, so we see the testimony among the black peoples here in the Americas and the Caribbean, especially we, the Ethiopian Hebrew people, or we, the Israelites, right? We, the Israelites, with that connection with holy and imperial Ethiopia, right? Right now, Ethiopia is in a period that they call an interregnum. Look it up, an interregnum, right? And regnum from, you know, regis in the Latin as like king. But it's when you have an intermission of government or authority, especially divine authority, since the godless and creeping coup that occurred in Ethiopia, right, circa 1974-75, and also the backsliding, right, not just them over there, right, not just the children of the Ethiopians over there. Are you not as children of Ethiopians unto me, or children of Israel, but not just the children of Ethiopians over there, the B'nai Kushim, but also the B'nai Yisrael here in the Americas and Caribbean. When we come into this knowledge, or this knowledge comes into our heart and minds, and we start to look at the time and say, wait, hold up for a moment. You mean all this kind of occurred like 100 years ago at least? We're in the 2021 right now, right? Today's date is 7/17, according to Gregorian, 7/17/2021. So we're 100 years from the Roaring Twenties, and then we get to learn the history and what has preceded us, and we definitely have to admit that something that didn't go right or went left. But in the divine sense of prophecy and the glory of His Majesty, it's almost a ribbit and repeat of what we have in the scripts, in the scripture. So this is another proof positive concerning Rastafari revelation. You know, because some will say the Bible is this, the Bible is that, so on. So, okay, whatever. But isn't it interesting how our peoples, right, who was not looking at the scripture 24/7, if they probably were looking at it more and recognizing who they are as Israel, as Israelites, things would have been different. It's just like the Israelites, even in the Torah, especially in the wilderness coming right here, if the previous generation had even recognized, things would have been different for them. So let us learn, right, grow in grace and the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach Getachin Jesus Christos here for this new generation. We hope the youths far and near, such as the Rastafari youths, would give ear here. Yes, sir. Oh, let's just share some of the titles, some of the themes, possible themes, but themes definitely could be reasoned on right here. We have Devarim, Hebrew words, right? The Hebrew words, the first, we could say the words, Devarim, right? The words, Dabar, to speak, right? It's like the speeches of His Majesty. The opening of the mouth. There's a mystery concerning what's known as the opening of the mouth. The opening of the mouth. Take note, right? In the first words, we have the oracles, Jah's oracles, the oracles. In fact, the word oral refers to the mouth, oracles, word, sound, power, that rhema word, that right now word. There's that written word, and then it's when the word applies. It's like a word fitly spoken, you know, like somebody quotes something, like from way back whenever, and everybody recognizes in their spirit, that spirit, you know, recognizes, that applies right now, that right now word. Oracles, it's another word that refers to a type of prophecy, right? The 10 words. We have the oracles of Elohim, Kedemari Hala Selassie, the words, the advice to the to all. He was asked, was advice to young people? He says advice to all, because Moshe, he's speaking to all, call Yisrael to all. But there's a particular emphasis with the youths and that new generation concerning the 10 words, which brings out Jah's will. In fact, if the people, we people wasn't the way we were and they were the way they were, all they would need would be the 10 words. Because the 10 words basically reveals he who be who he be, his will. It reveals himself, his will, revealed in those 10 words. So if one were to keep those 10 words, they wouldn't really even need the rest. But the rest is basically commentary, you know, explaining. So the rest of what we have in the Torah and the, some say, 613, you know, laws that we have in HaTorah, the five books of Moshe, the Hebrew Torah, direction, instruction, basically are bringing out the principles that we have in the 10 words, the principles in the 10 words. So the first words, some of the commentaries on the first words, right? And applying Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated for the membership. We hope that the membership of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated gets to hear of this as well. You know, especially when we focus on how the prophecy then applies to us right now, and also how it applied to the previous generation, you know, of Ethiopian World Federation members and officers, and generally, in general, we the black peoples of the world, a case study. We have a case study from 2017, as well as some proposed solutions, right, you know, concerning legality, not just in a worldly sense, but in a Jah law sense, right? So we have also connected with Devarim, the devil, Diablos, HaSatan's temptation of Adonenu Yeshua, of Gita Yesus, of our sovereign, our master, Yeshua, connected with this Torah portion as well as with Psalm 91. Psalm 91, security in Ha Elohim and Ha Elohim, in the power, right? Also, the question to ask I and ourselves, does Jah Torah, the Torah, as we have it here, does the Torah apply to Rastafari and to we, the black people, sustainable repatriation concerning the Ethiopian World Federation? Does it apply to us? So some might say nay, nah, and others might say yay, yeah. So let's see where the truth stands and where the lies fall. So also in this Torah reading and feeding, we have Tobah. Tobah, emphasis on the Hebrew word sound, Tobah. What is Tobah? Some might say in baby Hebrew, Tawaba, Tawaba, Tawaba. But in a more mature form of speech, like a baby, Tawaba, Tawaba, Tobah, 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 Tobah. Tobah, which means good. It means good in a feminine sense. We have Tob, right, and Tobah, right? Like there's a masculine and there's the feminine side of, we could say, the divine double helix. So here, Tobah, in the Hebraic feminine sense, connection with Ethiopia, Tobia, Ethiopia, Ethiopia, Tobia, Tobah, the good land, the good land. Jah Torah reveals Ethiopia, the Ha'aret, Ha'Tobah, as we have it in the Hebrew. Ha'aret, the land, Ha'Tobah, or the good land, the good land. Remember, it was that generation before that had 12 spies. 12 spies like the 12, we compare it to the 12 Shashamani, some say pioneers, or those who had signed that agreement, land grant divisions agreement in the early 70s, which in a sense went contrary to what was established in the Federation. We can touch on that right there. It's all an open book. If you will open the book and take a look and give ear to hear. Another reason, Devarim, little ones, men of war and rules of engagement. What about the little ones, the little ones, men of war? I think here it might have the term Anshei Chayil. I'll check it out. Anshei, like men of Chayil. In Hebrew, we have the word Chayil, which means power, might, Chayil. As in Amharic, we have Chayil or Chayla, the power of. Yes, even in the Hashem. Haile Selassie, the power of the Trinity. Who he be, he be the forgiver, he be the merciful, he be the kind, the loving, he be the first power of the Trinity. So we have Devarim, rules of engagement, right? So little ones, men of war, rules of engagement. Just going over some of the titles of some of the what we have shared before, some that we have prepared new right here. Who's who among the giants? We need to touch on who's who among the giants. You've heard about the Nephilim. You've heard about the Rephaim. You know, you heard about the giants. People, a lot of ones on the social media speaking different things. Something's true, something's not so true. But who's who among the giants? The Giborim, those are the Giborim, right? The Nephilim, right? Who's who amongst the giants? Okay, so here, what is it? The men of war. There's another men of war reason. Okay, yeah, it is. It is Ben Chayil, right? The Bnei Chayil, the sons of power. The Ben Chayil, Ben, son of Chayil, son of power. Bnei Chayil, the sons of power. Who are the Bnei Chayil? Who are the Bnei Chayil? You know how the other thing, like, meet the so-and-so? Well, let's meet the Bnei Chayil. Who are the sons of power? And what were the rules and the directions? For example, the former generation, after they sent 12 spies into the land, two of them came back and brought a good report. That was Joshua, Yehoshua, and Caleb. And there were 10 that brought back a false, an evil report. And according to the testimony in the scripts, we have it said that they blasphemed, not so much Jah in that sense, but according to the scripture, the glory of his majesty, they blasphemed the land. So another question, can you blaspheme land? Can you blaspheme a land? They blasphemed that good land. And they brought back an evil report that discouraged an whole generation. A whole generation was discouraged. And that generation was the generation of the parents of the new generation that we have in this fifth book of Moses, being spoken to in the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy, a.k.a. Devarim, the Sefer HaDevarim. Also, it's known in the Hebrew as the Mishnah Torah. And it's from the phrase Mishnah, the second, a sense of Shine Shana, to repeat, to duplicate, or to be second. The Mishnah Torah is where they got the name for Deuteronomy in the Koine Septuagint in the Greek. It's from the Hebrew idea, also found within, you know, the Hebrew of Deuteronomy, and it's like to say like a repetition of the Torah, going over the directions, instructions, not law in kind of a Western Gentile legal sense, but the directions, the instructions, going over the directions, instructions here to a new generation and testifying to them of their forefathers. I would say and foremothers, but the, you know, to whom more is given, more is required. So the brunt of it is on us, mandem, as the sons, as the man, right, of Israel. Call Ish, Israel, as this corporate body. So to whom more is given, more is required. Right, is the man, the head of the woman, and the head of the man is Moshiach, and the head of Moshiach is Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, is the power, even the first power of the Trinity. So they discourage a whole generation, and this is where we also reason about where we say that discouragement based on the 12,
right? So we have the 12 spies or the 12 Torahs. Another phrase, Tor in Hebrew means to spy. So Tor, so in that sense, Taurus, right? Of the 12 Torahs, you know, one mind from each of the 12 tribes of Israel going forward. Two of them bringing back a good report, a positive report, and 10 bringing back an evil, a false report. And everyone listening to the majority, they went the broad way. They listened to the 10. And we say that this was a poor exercise, or this is where, as Matthew talks about democracy, like could be a good thing, but in some cases, democracy could be a bad thing. When you have a misinformed or ones going according to the majority, you know, opinion, and the majority tends to be evil or misinformed. And evil is in the sense, not the Christian, counterfeit Christian sense, but they're defiant. They were looking at things their way and not looking at things Yahweh. And then we got to look at the Shashamani. We got to look at Shashamani. As I say, I'll say again, Shashamani was not given to the Rastafari per se. Shashamani was given to we, the black peoples, through the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated in 1937. Not any federation, Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, at any other date after that. You see, that's another case in point of what the other generation did and why many of them didn't enter, they died in the wilderness. They didn't enter into the promised land. And this also can explain a lot of things that have gone on concerning Shashamani, the land grant, over the past, say, 40 to 60 or so years. So hear to a new generation.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
ይሄ ቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on a boat, Jerusalem.
like mountains round about Yerushalayim, mountains. Remember Daniel's prophecy, the stone, right, that was cut out of the mountain without hands. So we're going to ride up right here. Faith can move mountains today. Daily Psalm coming forward. Roll them hard, right here. And then this first reading here from the fifth book of Moses, here from the 44th, the 4-4, the 44th, and even the 444. Going to explain the true meaning for I and I of the 444. Even right here, we're in the 44th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Thank you.
Yes, I, yes, I. Faith can move mountains. Select the dove for today's daily psalm, Psalm 30. Hear, hear, hear in the order. Hear, hear, hear in the season, the time. First ear, hear, hear, hear.
Psalm 30.
Mizmor Lamed. מזמור שיר חנוכת הבית לדוד.
I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, lifted me up, lifted me up, lifted me up, lifted me up.
ארוממך, אדוני, כי דיליתני.
And hast not made my foes to rejoice over me, over me, over me, over me.
ולא שימחת אויבי לי, 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 אויבי לי.
O Lord my God, O Lord my God.
אדוני אלוהי, 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 אלוהי.
I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me, and thou hast healed me.
שיבתי אליך ותרפאני, תרפאני, 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 תרפאני.
O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Forever, 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 forever.
Adonai, Donia Elohai, Haile Yai.
Lord, Haile Yai, Haile Yai, Haile Yai, Haile Yai, Haile Selassie, Haile Yai, Haile Yai.
So here's how we're going to do it right here, 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 for the after the Sabbath, after the Shabbat podcast, Rastafari Shabbat Shalom podcast right here, here, here. We're going to ride up with the Amharic, the Royal Amharic, Haile Selassie version, Kanamai Haile Selassie Bible, the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, Psalm, here, 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 today's Psalm. But first, we're going to ride up with a basic intro. Intro, just to give context to the psalm right here, and then go through it verse by verse. But first, this right here, here, here. And then after that, ride up with this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Deuteronomy, Devarim. Yes, I, the words, the words, the words.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm XXX, Psalm 30. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order, Psalm 30, Psalm XXX. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for deliverance. Thanksgiving for deliverance. Mizmor Shir Hanukat Habaita Ledawid. A psalm, Mizmor, a song at the dedication, at the livication. Shir Hanukat, Shir Hanukat, Hanukat, the Hanukat, the dedication, the livication. Habayit Lidawid, Habayit Lidawi, the dedication of the bait. Habayit, Habayit Lidawid, of the house, Lid Dawid of David. Thanksgiving for deliverance. If this psalm, this mizmor, is considered a part from the title, the superscription, the title, the theme is akin to that of VI, of Psalm 6, and the personal character is strongly marked. It is a fervent hymn of gratitude for redemption from a danger which threatened imminent death, possibly a grave illness. What then is its connection with the superscription? What is the connection with the superscription? A psalm, a song at the dedication of the house of David. Mizmor Shir Hanukkah HaBayit LeDawid. What is the connection? What's the connection, Chabri? What's the connection with the superscription? The wording of the title is strange. A psalm, mizmor, a song at the dedication of the house, Shir Hanukkah HaBayit of David, LeDawid, on the assumption that the form is original. For which occasion was it composed? For which occasion was this psalm composed? Now, some conjecture that it was the dedication of his palace, the Hanukkah of David's palace in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 11. But there's no record that he had been in dire straits at the time of its erection, at the time of the dedication of his palace. Others suppose that the allusion is to the purchase of the temple site, the site of the Hekal, the temple after the outbreak of pestilence, according to 1 Chronicles chapter XXI, chapter 21, verse 14. Despite, however, David's statement found in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 1, this is the house of Hashem. This is the house of Yahuwah. The fact remains that no, quote, house, end quote, no bayit, no bait, was then dedicated, was then Hanukkah, so to speak. Now, modern scholars are agreed that the mizmor, the psalm we have here, is a personal testimony to Jah's mercy, to Elohim's mercy in a time of sore distress. Later, it was given a national interpretation and selected for use at the dedication, the levitation of the second Hekal, the second temple, and subsequently at its rededication or the relevitation by the Maccabees. Hence, the clause, a song at the dedication, the levitation, the Hanukkah, at the levitation of the house. Shir Hanukkah HaBayit, the house. So the clause here, a song at the dedication of the Hanukkah, the levitation of the house, Shir HaHanukkah HaBayit, is an addition to the original title. Now there's a rabbinical source that mentions its recital in connection with the kindling of the lights on the feast of dedication But I say Rastafari, the feast of livication, Hanukkah, the Hanukkah, the Maccabees fighting Isla Day. And the practice remains in the Judaic and the Yehudi and the Jewish liturgy. So this is the introduction to today's daily psalm, Psalm XXX, Psalm 30, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for deliverance. Torah, Torah, Le Hashem, Torah Hashem. Exiavier Yemeskin, Miskana, Miskana, Miskana. Stay tuned. Habrim, fellow Talmudim, for more on today's daily psalm, Psalm 30, Psalm XXX.
That's the Hebrew right there. You probably have it in the English as niginot or niginot. They have it as niginot. Be niginot. Said as binginot, the binginot, the harps, upon the harps right there. That's the intro right there, there. Not to ride up with the world I'm hard, but first phrase. Right, Shalosha, right, the Shalosha Psalm, right, the Selassa Psalm, Selassa and Harp, Shalosha, is the 29th Psalm in the ancient, His Majesty's Bible. There's a title, the number, the cipher, the ancient cipher of the numbers, and then in parentheses, it's the 29th Psalm. So here, native speaker and reader, Abraham Chebuda, from the Haile Selassie version, HSV, from Ketamala Haile Selassie's Bible, Arise, Authorize. Yes, sign, Book of the Seven Seals. Here, on Faith Can Move Mountains, rhythm.
አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣህ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳሉ መዝሙር 29 በቅንነት 30 ለቤቱ መመረቅ ምስጋና የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ተቀብለኸኛልና ጠላቶቼንም ደስ አላሰኘህብኝምና ከፍ ከፍ አደርግሃለሁ አቤቱ አምላኬ ወደ አንተ ጮኹ ምሕረትም አደረግህልኝ አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣህ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳልወድቅ አዳንከኝ ቅዱሳን ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር ዘምሩ ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ ቁጣው ለጥቂት ጊዜ ሞገሱ ግን ለሕይወት ዘመን ለቅሶ ማታ ይመጣል ጠዋት ግን ደስታ ይሆናል እኔም በደስታዬ ለዘላለም አልታወክም አለ አቤቱ በፈቃድህ ለሕይወቴ ኃይልን ሰጠሃል ፊትህን መለስህ እኔም ደነገጥ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጠራሁ ወደ አምላኬም ለመን ወደ ጥፋት በወርድ በደሜ ምን ጥቅም አለ አፈር ያመሰግንሃልን እውነትህንም ይናገራልን እግዚአብሔር ሰማ ማረኝም እግዚአብሔር ረዳቴ ሆነኝ ክብሬ ትዘምርልህ ዘንድ ዝምም እንዳትል ለቅሶዬን ለደስታ ለወጥህልኝ ማቄን ቀደድህ ደስታንም አስታጠቅኸኝ አቤቱ አምላኬ ለዘላለም አመሰግንሃለሁ
Psalm 30 I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Psalm 30 I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever.
Yes, 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 yes. Give thanks, Chaverim. Yes, I. Heal up to the Pelethites and the Kerethites. Yes, I. Here, here, today's psalm, today's daily psalm. Give thanks. The mic was off right there. But here, Mizmor Lamed, Lamed, Lamed. The Hebrew letter Lamed, signifying XXX in the Latin, the Roman numbers, or 30. Psalm Shalosha, Psalm Salasa. It's a psalm and a song, a mizmor, mizmor, a chant, Isis, and a song, a shir, Chanukat, the Chanukat. We have Chanukah, here we have the Chanukat, the Chanukat, the livication or the dedication, as it says, the Chanukat, Habait, Lidawi, the livication of the Bait, Habait, the Bait, Bait, Bait. Of the house Lid David of David. It's a thanksgiving. Here we have a thanksgiving for deliverance, for our deliverance, and the connection here, here, here with the day after Holy Imperial Ethiopian Constitution Day. We're going to write off the Royal Amharic, but I'd like to share this right here with the time that we have here. Also have this 44th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. We have Debarim. Now, there's a particular reason we want to emphasize here. We're going to zoom in right here, here, here. I'd like to zoom in on the first perek, the first section of the Sefer Midrash Tehillim. Now, the Midrash is a study, the Midrash, the Beit Midrash is the house of study, the Beit Midrash. Midrash, Midrash is the house of study. And the Midrash Tehillim is the study of the Psalms, the study of the Psalms. So here, 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 a psalm and a song at the livication of the house of David, the house of David. Here, here, here. Just a moment right here. I want to grab the next the document, just another doc, just to share a brief intro here, and then we're going to ride up the Royal Amharic. And it's going to be close, 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 because it's about a little less than a half an hour, about a half an hour. We're at 34 minutes right here for those in the live stream. One moment, please.
Shabbat Shalom, a song for days already. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Give thanks, Army Gideon and Ras and Bessa. Sabbath peace, send us salam right there. They're there on the album Forsake Night. Get a copy. Fire offering. Yes, I. So we have Psalm 30. So this is the first perek, first section of the Midrash. The Midrash should look a bit long right here, almost like 45, 46 minutes. So we're just going to zoom in right here, live on the air right here. Corresponds to the 44th sabbatical study here in this 2021 year right here. So a psalm and song. So a chant, Isis, Mizmor, and a shir, and a song at the levocation of the house of David, at the levocation of the house of David, Mizmor, shir Hanukkah. Mizmor, Shir Hanukkat Habayit LeDawid. So here, at this point, according from the ancient teachings of Yalkut, it continues with the following comment. In some version of the Midrash, the ancient sages' reasonings, you know, come, with the Rastaman, you know, used to do and also still, you know, do, but need to do more, come reason. Did David build the sanctuary? Question came out because this is says it's at the dedication, the levocation of the house of David. So did David build a sanctuary? If not, why does scripture say a song and psalm at the dedication, the levocation, the Hanukkah? Now, Hanukkah and the book of Maccabees goes together, just to put that there on the bima. A song and song at the Hanukkah, Habayit LeDawi. Hanukkah, levocation, the Hanukkah, however, may apply to the sanctuary above as well as to the sanctuary below. This here reads a lot like the Kibbutz Negev, but of course it does. The Israelites of Ethiopia right there. Now, Rav Chista, he says there's no difference of opinion that the sanctuary below is the counterpart of the sanctuary above. For in the verse, even the verse from Exodus chapter 15, verse 17. Let's get this right here. Exodus chapter 15. So here we're rightly dividing the scriptures here, little via little. We're scrolling to the Chumash, to Exodus chapter 15, to get to the 17th verse to see how it reads here. So we can see the truth for ourselves right here. Here it says, Thou, Lord, has made it a place, Makon, for thy dwelling. Thou, Lord, has made it a place for thy dwelling. So here, it says, Makon, le shibteka pa'alta Yahuwah. The place, the Makon, O Jehovah, he who be, that thou hast made for the eye to dwell in. Makon le shibteka pa'alta Yahuwah. So here, zooming in on this particular verse that's brought out here in the Midrash as thou, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, has made it a place, a makon, or the mean, kaf, the wow, the noon, Makawan, some might say Makawan, that's baby Hebrew there, teaching the basic letters, but then putting it in the order of like music, tightening up the chords, Makon, for thy dwelling, Le Shibteka, for thy seating, for thy Shabbat, thy being seated up, Le Shibteka, Makon Le Shibteka, Palta Yahuwah. You are to read, here the scholar said, not makon, a place for, but mikuan. So the same letters, but when read as mikuan, is a counterpart of. So the reading would be, thou, or Jehovah, has made it a counterpart of thy dwelling, a mikuan of thy dwelling. So here, Let's get to this note right here, this quick note right here. So the EV, the regular version, says the place, Jehovah, that thou hast made for thee to dwell in, to dwell in. So we have Makon as place, or Mikuan, Mikuan, Mikuan. Sounds a lot like Mekonin, Mekonin, in the name Rastafari Mekonin. But because it says the two are counterparts, said Rav Acha, Debir, Debir, the Hebrew Debir, in the verse from Psalm 28:2, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle, thy Debir, thy Debir. So here, let's just go to 28:2 to see if that says the same thing right there. It says right here, it says, Be nasi yadai il debir kadisheka. When I lift up my hands toward thy idol, thy holy sanctuary. Be nasi. Nasi comes from nasa, nasa to lift up. Be nasi yadai, yadai, my hands, yadai. Yad hand, yadai, my hands, il. Debir, el debir, to the debir, kadesheka, to the debir kadesheka, of thy kadesh, kadesh, the holy, thy holy debir. So here Rav Acha said debir in the verse, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle, so the debir, also in the Orthodox churches, based on the pattern of the Israelites of Ethiopia, there's something called the debir. Right now, here it says Psalm 80. I keep saying 80. Psalm 28:2. Psalm 28:2. Mizmor Kaf Chet, verse 2, which might be, let's see, will be verse 2. Yeah, be verse 2. It should be in the KJV. This means literally a place out of which revelations, a place, a makon, a place out of which revelations dibirot. Now, Dibirot is interesting because Martin Yehudi called the 10 words, the 10 commandments, Aseret Dibirot. But in the scripture and Torah, it says Aseret, Isaret HaDibarim, Dibarim. And Dibarim is the name of the fifth book of Moses that we begin off here, right, in the 44th sabbatical study, right, the word, Dibarim. So the place out of that which revelations, Dibirot, or words. Now, Dibirot is words in the feminine sense, and Dibarim is words in the masculine energetic sense. So that double helix, a male, female right there. So here, the place out of which, Dibir is the place out of which revelations, Dibirot, go forth to the world. As is said even in Micah chapter 4, verse 2, out of Zion, Mi-Tzion, shall go forth the law, shall go forth Torah. Rav Chanina, he said, literally, Debir, Debir, like the holy oracle in the temple is a Debir, right? Means the place out of which Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the power, edicts, his edicts, right? Like the speech of the word sound of the king. The edicts are the Dibor, the Dibor, the Dibor go forth to the world. And mortals say in awe, and here, they're bringing out Psalm 68, you know, the Yah, the Jah, Psalm 68 and 36, where it reads, awesome is God out of thy holy places, awesome, awesome, terrible, dreadful, nora, 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 elsewhere it translates dreadful. Awesome, awful, terrible, awful. But see, that's how they mix up words. Now it sounds like a bad thing, terrible, right, awful. But really, it's a good thing, right? Nora, or dreadful. Nora Elohim. Miyamika dasheka. Miyamika dasheka. Out of thy holy places. Out of the eye. Mika dasheka. Mika dasheka. All right, the I holy places, here, here, here. just bringing out that sense of this here, 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 seeing that here in the season, according to the royal order, Psalm 30 corresponds here with the sabbatical, the Shabbat strong for Shabbat Devarim. So here, 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 this is going to lead us over into the grace period. So ones and ones in the listening, calling, calling, calling. Many are called. Hopefully choose to call in 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. Now, if ones encounter, you know, a penny a minute, that's not in your plan, that's that T-Mobile thing. That has nothing to do with I and I, Rastafari, you know, I and I, you know, Lion of Judah, I and I, that's T-Mobile, that's the phone companies doing that thing there. So if that is a burden or whatever, check out the replay, check out the replay. So here, 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 let's ride up with what So John says.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. And I'm always Haile Selassie. My name ready.
You already here.
Salam to Tena Yisraeling. Today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, Garmawi, Haile Selassie. We have Mezmor Selassie, Psalm 30. From the Mezmore Dawid, the Psalms of David, and here in the Authorized, Revised, and Hark Bible of Garmawi, Haile Selassie, here we compare and contrast side by side. Here, the King of Kings, the Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Haile Selassie version side by side with the KJV. And here in the superscription we have thanksgiving for deliverance, thanksgiving for iliverance, a song of dedication, rephrase of livication, the livication of the house. So here we have the superscription in today's daily psalm, a psalm and song at the dedication, it reads, the Hanukkah. From the Sefer Tehillim, we have the Lamed, 30th Psalm, Psalm XXX, Mizmor Shir Hanukkah, Habayit Lidawit, a psalm. We have a psalm, a chant, an intonation, a song, an ode, Mizmor Shir Hanukkah, the livication of the house, of the house of David. Now here, Bamorini in the Metzav Kedus, we have the superscription, Lebeitu Memerek Miskana, Yedawit Mezmor, Lebeitu, for the house, for his house, Memerek, a congratulations, a graduation, congratulations, like a blessing for his bait, for his house, Lebeitu Memerek Miskana. So the sense of a livication in the royal Amharic, here we have Memerek, a graduation, a congratulation, right? A kind of a blessing in that sense, but a livication, bringing out the sense of a renewing of the house, a graduation, a congratulation, Lebeitu Memerek Miskana. Miskana, thanks and praise in the royal Amharic. Miskana for the congratulations, the graduations, the Hebrew correspondences, the Hanukkah. So the psalm connected with the Hanukkah of the Beit of the house of David, and thus also the connection of the Maccabees. We have the Maccabees and Maccabees fighting holiday, and the theme Hebraically of dedication, rephrase, livication, is the Hanukkah. And the Hanukkah, as we have in Hanukkah, is connected with the Maccabees and the Maccabees. Maccabees, the fighting holiday, island day, the renewing, the renewal, right? The renewal of
the temple of the holy place of the house. Lebeitu Nemerek Miskana. Ye Dawit Mezmur. Today's daily psalm superscription. May Guy and I ride up and begin. Besimaab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Hadu Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Today's daily psalm. We have a theme, Kakufu Adega, Ye Dane So Miskana. Kakufu, from evil, from wicked, from evil. Kakufu Adega, 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 danger, Adega, adventure. Evil, danger, evil adventure. Kakufu Adega. Kakufu Adega, Ye Dane, Dane. Dana, one who is well, is good. Dechna, Dechna, one who's safe, one who's saved. Yedane so, Yedane so, Yedane so. A person, a man who is safe or saved or is good, who's made Dechna, Dena, Dena, Dechna, Dana, Yedane so. Man who's saved. Niskana, praise of a man, a person who is saved from evil danger, from evil adventure, as the word adega, meaning danger, adega, also danger. But what kind of danger? Kakufu, from evil. Kakufu adega, yedaneso miskana. The theme of today's daily psalm, also in the Sefer Tehillim, thanksgiving. We have thanksgiving for deliverance. Thanksgiving for deliverance. Thanksgiving for deliverance from death and down destruction. Today's daily psalm. So may Guy and I ride up. Kuter and verse 1. Abetu tekeblehinyalina tela tochenim desalasenyeh binyimna kefkef adarighalo. I will extol thee, I, Abetu, I father, his father, O Ab of the Beit. Abetu tekeblehinyalina tekeblehin, tekeblehin, the I has Kebele, I, the I has received, I, the I has kabbalat, Kebele, Kabbalah, Tekeble, Hinyalina, for the I has received, I, Abetu, Tekeble, Hinyalina, Telatochenim, Telatoch, enemies, Telatoche, my enemies, my haters, Telatochenim, Tesalasenyehibinna. For thou hast lifted I up, KJV has, I will extol thee, O Lord, Abetu, for thou, the I has lifted me, the I has lifted I up, and has not made my foes, Telatoche, Telatoche nim des alasenyeh binna. Has not made my foes, have not caused death, happiness, or joy against I, for my enemies. The I has not caused joy, happiness against me, my enemies to be joyful or happy against me. Telatoche nim des alasenyeh binna kef kef hi hi adarighalo adarighalo kef kef hi hi adarighalo. I will lift the eye up. I will make the eye high, high, high. I will make the eye high, high, high. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Abetu amlaki. Wod ante tohu meheretim adaregihling. O Lord my God, KJV. KJV brings out, O Lord my God. Abetu, Amlaki, Abetu, Abetu, my father, his father, father of the house, Abetu, Amlaki, my source, Amlak, my Amlak, my source. What ante, to ante, speaking directly to he who be, we be, the I, male. What ante, to the I and to none other, Chohu, 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 what ante, Chohu. Yahoo. KJV has I cried. I cried to the eye, but this is Chohu. What ante Chohu. I shouted out. My shout out is to the I and none other. Abitu, Amlake, Abitu, Amlake, Wada Ante, Chohu, Mihiratim, Mihiratim, Adarigheling, Adarigheling. And thou hast healed I, Mihiret, 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 mercy, Mihiret and mercy, Adareg, 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 Hiling, Adareg, Hiling. You has done, the I male has done, for in favor of I, Mihiret, 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 thou has done mercy for I. Kuter, Kuter source. Verse 3. Abit of Nefsin Kasiol Awet Ahat. What a good Guadim and Al Worda Dan Hang. O Lord, Abitu, O my Father, his Father, O Father of the house, Abitu, Nefsin, Kasiol, Awet, Ahat, Nefsin, Nefsi, my soul, my psyche, Nefsin, Kasiol, from Siol, from Sheol, from the anti-repatriation, from the anti-repatriation state, from the grave we have here, but we have the Sheol, right? That place, that state of mind, often connotated as hell, right? Or the furthest state from the Father. We call it the anti-repatriation state. The ancients call it the underworld, the duat, the sub of the subconscious state, the furthest state from the Father, the Sheol, Hebraically speaking. Nefsin, my psyche, my soul, she, her, Nefsin, Kasiol, from Sheol, Awet Ahat, you have brought up my soul, you have brought her up from Sheol, you have brought her up from Sheol, from hell, from the anti-repatriation state. What a good Guadim, and to the pit, what a good Guadim and Dal word, so that I do not go down. Adan hang, you have caused I male has made I dehna. So I can say Egeziavia, you must scan. What a good Guadim and Dal word, Adan hang. KJV has, thou has kept me, has kept I alive, that I should not go down to the pit. So we have the Sheol or the Seol here. We have the anti-repatriation state, the place of hell and nightmare and furthest and then alienation from the place of the Father. Nefsin Kasiol Awet Ahat, you have lifted up, caused my psyche to come out of that state of mind, that subconscious, that hell state of mind. What a good Guadim, and to the pit in Dal word, so I do not word descend in Dal word. Adan hang, the eye has made I dechna safe, good, well, in well-being. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Kedusan hoi le'egziavihir zemru le'kedisanawim metasabiya amesgenu. Sing to Egeziavihir, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father. Kedusan hoi, O y'all, ye saints of his, ye Kedusan, speaking to the Kedusan, the holy one, the set apart one, Kedusan hoi, healing them all to say, hoi, Kedusan hoi, Kedusan Hoy, O Holy Ones, O Sent Apart Ones, Kedusan Hoy, Le'egiziawi Her Zemru, chant, intonate, sing mezmor, chant, vocal intonations to Egiziawi Her, Le'kedisanawim Metasebiya, and for his islandness, his set apartness, Le'kedisanaw, Kedisanaw, holiness, Kedisanaw, his holiness, Le'kedisanaw, for his holiness, Le'kedisanawim, and for his islandness, Metasebiya, the remembrance, the calling to heart and mind of his set apartness, Le'kedisanawim, Metasebiya, Ameskenu, 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 oh, give thanks, give miskana, and give thanks at the remembrance of his islandness, his holiness, his set apartness. Kutar Amis, verse 5. Kutau le tikit gizeno, mogesu gena le hiwet zemin, likso mata yimetal, tewat gin testa yihona. For his anger endureth but a moment, KJV translates this verse, the fifth verse here, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Bamarinya, in the midst of Kedus, the authorized, advised, Amharic Bible, of Gurmawi, Kedamawi, Hadassah, Selassie, the book of the seven seals, here in Kutar Amist of today's daily psalm, is Mor Selassie, Psalm 30, here at Kutar Amist. Verse 5, it says, Kutau, his anger, Kuta, Kuta, anger, Kuta, wrath, Kuta, Kutau, Kutau, his anger, let tikit gize, tikit, tikit for a little, tikit for a small, a little gize time, let tikit gizeno, Kutau, his anger, let tikit gizeno, is for a little time, a short time. His anger endureth but for a moment. Morges sugin, morges, his favor, his own, let me say, appreciation, appreciate love, appreciate to the morges, morges gin, his favor, but his favor, morges, morgesu, his favor, morges, appreciation, morgesu, his appreciation, morgesu gin, but his appreciation, appreciate loveation, la hiwet zemin, is for hiwet, life, zemin, for life season, for lifetime, in his favor, KJV brings out, in his favor is life, likso, likso, weeping, this is the word for weeping, as we had in the previous verse, crying out is a shout out, here we have likso, weeping, the boo-hoo-hoo, weeping, mata, mata yimetal, mata, the evening come, weeping, evening, it comes. Weeping may come. Weeping may endure, KJV has, for a night or in the evening. Likso, mata, mata, the evening, yimetal. It will come. It comes in the mata. Likso, mata, yimetal. Tawat, gin, tawat, morning, the tawat, gin. However, in the morning, tawat, desta, desta yihona, desta yihona, but joy, but happiness cometh in the tawat. So we have the mata, we say melkam mata, melkam mata, erev tov, right, erev, the evening, good, and the morning, boker, boker, in the Hebrew here we have tawat, 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 the morning, melkam tawat, melkam tawat, good morning, tawat again, desta yihonal, kuter sidis, verse 6, inem bedesta yi, zezlalem al tawakum alhu, and in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Kuter Sidist, verse 6 here. Iname, ine, I, iname, and I, iname, bedestaye, bedestaye, desta, happiness, the previous verse of joy, right? And in my joy, here KJV brings out my prosperity. And I, and as for I, iname, bedestayi, and I in my joy, in my happiness, bedestayi, lezelalem al tawakim, alhu, alhu, alu. I said, alhu, I said, in my joy, in my happiness, lezelalem al tawakim, lezelalem forever to the world without end, al tawakim. I should not be agitated, disturbed. I should not be moved. I should not be moved. Al tawakum. Gut resevat. Verse 7. Abitu befekadi lehiwate hailin setahat. Fitehina melesi. Melesi. Enema denegetuhu. Lord, Abirtu, my father's father, O father of the bait, or Ab of the bait, Abirtu, Befek Adis, Fek Adis, the I male will bear in on by way of Fek Adis, Befek Adis, in by thy favor, KJV has, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled, is the KJV, King James Version. Here in the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, he has Kuter Sabat Avirtu, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Befek Adih, in the I will, Lehiwete, for my life, for my liberty, my Hiwet, Lehiwet, for my life, Hailin, Hail, power, Hailin, power, Hail, set a heart, the eye has given her, by the eye male will, the eye has given for my life, Hail, power, Befek Adih, Lehiwate, Hailin, set a heart, Fitahin, the I male present, fiti, the eyes presence, perception, fitahin, and the eyes male perception, melesi, fitahina, melesi. Turn the eyes presence, perception. Return, answer with the eye male's present perception and name. The eye turned to eye's face to say that, Abitu, you have given by your will for my life strength. You have turned your perception, you have turned your face in name, and I, in name, and as for I, the negatuhu. I was in a mental state of shock. I was troubled, but in the sense of denegatuhu. And as for I, denegatuhu, I was in a mental state of shock. Kutar Siment, verse 8. Abitu wada antet rahu. Wadamlakima lemenhu. I cried, I called to the eye of it, to my Ab, my father, O Ab, father of the bait, of the house, of it too. What ante, the eye, speaking directly to he who be who he be, the eye, male. Ante, what ante to the eye, tarahu, tarau, tarau, tarahu. Rao, would antet Rao. I call to the eye by name, to the eye and to none other ante. I called to the eye by name. Whether Amlakim and to my source. Whether Amlakim and to my Amlak, to my source, Lemenhu. Lemenhu, I beseech, I beg, I, here we have in the KJV, supplicated, supplication, I cried to the eye, KJV says, I called to the eye by name, O Lord, Abirtu, Wadantet, Rao, and to the Lord, it says in the KJV, I made supplication, Wada Amlakim, and to my source, Lemenhu, I beseeched, I begged, I made supplication. Kuter Zeteng, verse 9. What it if I ta bewarda bedeme mina tikmale after ya mesa ginhalin? Hamesa ginhalin. Oh net ma yinagralin. What profit is there in my blood? What it if I when I go down to the pit, bewarda deme mintikim, mintikim, what tikim, what profit, what benefit? Mintikimale, mintikimale, what profit is there? What towards tefat, destruction, perdition, the lost state? What a tefat, bewarda. Bedeme, deme, my blood, bedeme in my blood, mint ikmale, afer, afer the dust, yamesagin halin, yamesagin halin, yamesagin halin, will the dust, shall the dust, afer, shall the afer praise, give miskana to the eye, eunet hinim, yinagralin, shall it declare thy truth, thy unet, unet, the eye male's objective reality, unet to him, inagralin, shall it speak, shall it tell? Kutaraser, verse 10, Kutaraser, Exiavihar, Sma, Marenyam, Exiavihar, Redate, Honeny, hear, O Exiavihar, O Sustainer, and have mercy upon me, have mercy upon I, Marenyam, Marenyam, Exiavihar, Sustainer, Redate, my help, my assistance, Honeny, has become I redat, I help, I assistance. Here KJV has, Lord, be thou. It's a request here, be thou my helper. The Metzav Kedus brings out the sense that the sustainer, redate, my helper, my assistance, my, in that sense of my help meet, redate, honeng, 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 be for I, has become for I, kutarasara and, verse 11. Kabre tezemer tezem tezemerli tezemerli zen zimma and atilla lik soyena le desta le watihling makena kedede desta ne masa tatekeng asa tatekeng astatekeng. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me, girded I with gladness. Bamarinya, in the Amharic we have kubre, kubre, my glory, my kubre, my honor, kubre, kubre, te zemirli, te zemirli zen. To Zemirli Zen, so that my kubr, my kubre, my glory chant, praise, but in the sense of chanting mezmor, chanting, intonate, chant, eyes is the eye, zimim, zimim, silence and silence, zim, being zim, zimim and datil, zimim and datil, so that she is not silent, zimim and datil, so that kabre, my glory, is not silent, but so that my glory give chant Isis, kabre te zemir lihzen, zimim and datil, lik soyin, my weeping, my buhuhu, lik soyin, lik soyin, le desta, my weeping, lik soyen ledesta, my weeping to joy, my weeping to happiness. Lawat ihling, lawat ihling, lawat ihling. You have turned, you have changed, in that sense. You have changed my or exchange liksoyin, my weeping le for desta lawatihling makin makena kedideh makena kedideh. Thou hast put off my sackcloth, ripping that sackcloth. You have ripped that sackcloth off of me, that carcass sack off of I. Destanim, and joy, or here KJV says, and girded I with gladness. Destanim, asatatekhang. Destanim, asatatekahain, and has girding me with joy, girding me with happiness, girding I with happiness. Uter asara hulet, verse 12. KJV, King James Version, has this here. Firstly, says, to the end that my glory, see the connection part of the verse here that's translated in verse 12 of KJV is actually found in the 11th verse of the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, the Metzav Kedus. It says, to the end that my glory may sing praise, chant Isis, Kavrei Tezemr Lizen, to the eye. Males, that she may chant Isis Zimim and Datil, and not for her to be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to the Yai forever. And here's where Kutarasara Hulet picks up in the Metzav Kedus. Abetu Amlaki, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit. Amlaki, my source, Lezelalem, forever to the world without end. Ameskin Halo. I will praise. Give Miskana Amesegin Halo. I will praise Miskana the eye for either.
Yes, I. Verse by verse, line upon line, give praise every time.
Let them mess it, Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre, and Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and 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 stammering lips.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
And here, because here the native speaker again, Abraham Chebuda, reading today's daily psalm, Psalm 30. Here, word in the Bible, like downpouring, like coming down reading, like a flowing reading. We went through it verse by verse about stammering lips and stuttering tongue. Hear the native speaker right here. Yeah.
Mazmur Hayazabin Bakanif Salasa. Levitu Mamarak Masgana Hidawit Mazmur. Avitu Takablahinyalina Talatu Chenim Des Salasing Binyimena Kafadar Gallo. አቤቱ አምላኬ ወደ አንተ ጮኹ ምሕረትም አደረግህልኝ አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣህ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳልወድቅ አዳንከኝ ቅዱሳን ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር ዘምሩ ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ ቁጣው ለጥቂት ጊዜ ነው ሞገሱ ግን ለሕይወት ዘመን ለቅሶ ማታ ይመጣል ጠዋት ግን ደስታ ይሆናል እኔም በደስታዬ ለዘላለም አልታወክም አለው አቤቱ በፈቃድህ ለሕይወቴ ኃይልን ሰጠሃል ፊትህን መለስህ እኔም ደነገጥ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጠራ ወደ አምላኬም ለመን ወደ ጥፋት በወርድ በደሜ ምን ጥቅም አለ አፈር ያመሰግንሃልን እውነትህንም ይናገራልን እግዚአብሔር ሰማ ማረኝ እግዚአብሔር ረዳት ይሆነኝ ክብሬ ተዘምርልህ ዘንድ ዝምም እንዳትል ለቅሶዬን ለደስታ ለወጥህልኝ ማቄን ቀደድህ ደስታንም አስታጠቅህ አቤቱ አምላኬ ለዘላለም አመሰግንሃለሁ
He just following upon that theme of happiness and joy, you know, the sadness into joy right here, the 44th degree of Einheit sabbatical study coming forward. So we chose Joy but Happy Man by the Gladiators. Also a good fulfillment, Rhema right now, roots reggae tune complementing the meaning you know, the meaning and theme of Psalm 30. But here at the 44th degree of Einai sabbatical study, we had more in the Hebrew and the Midrash, but here we have more Hebrew right here, as we pick up with the fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book that is known as the Devarim, as the words. And the words, from the Hebrew perspective, refer to the 10 words, the 10 words that Jehovah spoke on Sinai, and also the words of Kedemah, Haile Selassie, I hear you.
Selassie, I am master, your father, enemies are confounded. Let the war I power overthrow them, yeah.
Rastafari power, Rastafari Chayel, Chayel. Ha'el, Ha'el is very, very important even here, as one of the themes is the men of war, the B'nai Ha'el, to prove, show and prove that Ha'el is also Hebraic, is also in the Hebrew, as we have the power, the first power, who he be, he be the first power of the Trinity, yes I.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Wizot Torah Shasam Moshe Lifni Bnei Yisrael. And this is HaTorah, the direction, the instruction, the teaching that Moshe, Moses, Mashu, place Lifnei Bnei Yisrael, before the children, before the sons, the Bnei Yisrael. Alfi Yahweh Biyad Moshe, according to the command, according to the mouth, Alfi. Alfi Yahweh Biyad Moshe, according to the command of Adonai, the mouth of Adonai, Alpi Adonai, by the hand of Moses, Biyad Moshe, Deuteronomy 4:4:4, Wizot HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. Numbers 9:23, Alfi Yahweh Biyad Moshe, according to the command of Adonai, Biyad Moshe, by the hand of Moses.
Every time I hear the word, another Rhema tune, Rastafari Roots Reggae Rhema tune for this 44th degree of Einai sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, is a tune by Prince Farai. Every time I hear the word, it's interesting in hearing that tune right there. He's speaking about these very events right here, that here we find the sabbatical study to be Einai groundation. And even the teaching of His Majesty, according to His own words, sound by His own mouth, by the Afeh. So we have the Fi in the Hebrew, the Fi, sometimes pointed as Feh, sometimes pointed as Peh. The Peh Feh, you know, tomato, tomato, these different dialects, right, of the Hebrew. But the Feh, we have in them heart, the Af, and the Afeh, the mouth of the Negus, and Negus and Neges, also placing before us Ha Torah, in the 10 words, the fulfillment of the 10 words, the words, the words, the words. Every time I and I hear the words, hear.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Well, here with the time that we have here we're in the grace period of the podcast. Ones and ones can't call in right now, and hopefully ones and ones, you know, can remain on the call right here, right now to hear the beginning of the reading, and then we're going to follow up in the Sunday service, first day service at the 1 a.m. Iowa. If one can join us, please do. You're invited. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All come. Yes, I give ear and hear. But if not, one can hear it on the replay. So here we pick up with the fifth book, as mentioned before, the events at Horeb or Horeb. Horeb is recall. Horeb in the Hebrew means solitude. Some say that was the back of the mountain. The Mount Sinai had a front part and kind of a back part. And the back part, some say, was the Horeb, right? That was a solitude, saying to us in the metaphysical and the second of the two truths that one has to go into the solitude, right? The events at Horeb, recall, the appointment of the tribal leaders, the tribal rashis. We have the tribal leaders, the tribal rashis. We also have Yisrael's refusal to enter into the land. Remind me of the Shashmeni and what occurred then, even because of the spies that told lies, right? Because this is referring to I and I. As is mentioned, for my part, I glory in the Bible, and you heard in the audio where he pointed out the 10 words, the 10 commandments. The penalty for Israel's rebellion, that 40-year penalty, here we're speaking to a new generation. Moshe was speaking to a new generation, giving his farewell address, a new generation. Recalling the events that had happened to their fathers. So the generation, you know, even that generation gap, right? That new generation, Jah call upon the youths because they are strong, but giving the direction, instructions, a warning about where their patriarchs had gone astray and what delayed their entering into the promised land for 40 years. The desert years, right? The wander years, desert years, also I recall, and then coming to that new generation, right, that new generation of the youth, the children of those patriarchs that had chosen wrongly, right, and believed the lies of the spies, the tourists. We call them tourists because the Hebrew word for the spy is tor, right? So the spies, there were 12 of them, 2 brought back a positive report, and 10 brought back a evil report, blaspheming the land that Jehovah explains here in this Torah portion, the land that is the good land, Ha-Eretz Ha-Toba. So the connection of Toba, Ethiopia, Etoba, Etoba, Etoba in the Hebrew, Etoba, Ethiopia, Tobia, the good land east of the River Nile. So they had slandered the land. You have to get that. And Jah said, all right, this is the 10th time that you have, you know, done this, right? So therefore, the sentence was execution, but Moses pleaded for them, and instead, the sentence was a year for a day. So that was that generation that lived 70, 80 years. So in the Bible, where people say, oh, well, you know, one will have 70, like three score and 10, or by strength, 4 score. Remember, that's in the psalm, that's a prayer of Moses. That refers directly to the wilderness generation. They did not live past 70, 80 years, those rebels. However, Moses, 120, and his brother and also his sister, they were kind of up there, so to speak. But anyway, we have a new generation picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 2, around verse 26, the defeat of King Sihon. We find that elsewhere in the Psalms. They talk about let them be like these ones and those ones, recalling those events that happened earlier. The defeat of King Og. Also, we have that in Psalm 68, the Jah revelation psalm, the Yah revelation psalm. In the prophets, we have Isaiah, the beginning of Isaiah, right? Isaiah, the introduction, the wickedness of Yehuda, of Judah. And now, in Rhema words, we apply to the North American or the Negroes up here, that wickedness going astray from Yahweh. So it was twofold, that rebellion against His Majesty in Ethiopia on one hand, 74, 75, and then the Israelites out in the wilderness over here. The wickedness of Judah, right, and the degenerate or bloody city. The bloody city reminds I of the Dennis the Prince of Reggae Brown tomb. Bloody city. Bringing it out here in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 21. Also in this season, in this time, is something known as the Tisha B'Av, which is the ninth of the Hebrew month of Av. Of Av, some say, or Av, and Av means father. And interesting how in the season, this time, we're coming up to the birthday of the Son of Man, you know, the man-child, July 23rd, you know, the so-called dog days of summer, the rise of Sirius and the dog star, right, corresponding with the Tisha B'Av, and it was a weeping. The weeping for the destructions of the first and the second temple, which both occurred around the same time, at different times, but the same time within the year. So the Tisha B'Av. So here, a brief commentary, like the stars of heaven come out in this Torah portion, like the stars of Shemayim. What's up, star? Yes, I, star. Rastafaris use that expression, star. And every, you know, Negro is a star. So the thought for the Shavua, here with this 44th sabbatical study is to be a person of upful faith, some might say successful faith, prosperous faith, prosperous admittance, yea and amen, hymenot, living faith. It is important to develop an unwavering yea and amen and ha'el, ha'ilahim, in the powers, faithfulness to his promises, to his yea, yea, and his amen, amen. It's interesting because they spent a lot of time at a place called Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh means holy and Barnea means wavering. Wavering in the holy place. Could that be the black church? The Bible, the scripture is full of what some might call extravagant promises. When a father promises his son, or perhaps his daughter, but his son, today or tonight, I'm going to bring home ice cream. The child, what does the child do? Ever been a child and had a father or a parent that promised you ice cream or something? You know, how did you feel? You know what I mean? Did you doubt that they would bring you ice cream if they said they were going to bring you ice cream? So the child does not doubt. They don't waver. Well, maybe they will, maybe they won't. As soon as they hear ice cream, they joy. Right? So therefore, to use this likeness, a person should strive to develop that so-called simple, that basic, right, trusting faith of a child, as Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, said, ye must be born again, be as a child. Yes, I, Rastafari. So this is for child babies, all right? This is for the babies, first and foremost, like Moshe had his words for the youth, for that new generation. You know, if the older ones, you know, can get it, please do get it. But we're directing for the children, directing them, you know, to this direction so they can do better than the previous generations that wandered in the wilderness of the Americas and the Caribbean. But here, the baraka, first and foremost, the baraka, the blessing before the reading of HaTorah.
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Unatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Bless
be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch atah Adonai.
John! Rastafari. John!
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
Inflatia!
The whole place is due for
help, 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 help.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy be a testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, and as a forward and reach a mount lion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no, read up your Bible.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, for this Shabbat Devarim, Sabbath of the Words. Hear, hear, hear,
hear, hear, hear,
hear, hear,
hear, hear,
hear, hear, hear. Beginning the fifth book of Moses.
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 Fifth book of Moshe. Moshe. Moshe.
Moshe.
Moshe. The book that is called and known as Deuteronomy. The Sefer.
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 Devarim.
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 The Sefer. The Sefer. Ha. The Devarim. The words. The Sefer. HaDevarim, called the Sefer HaDevarim and known as the Sefer Devarim. This Torah portion here for Shabbat Devarim.
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 Sabbath of the words. Hear, hear, hear. Beginning the fifth book of Moses, the final book of HaTorah, the directions and instructions. And here for this Shabbat Devarim, the 44th Rastafari sabbatical study, and here, 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 for this Shabbat strong, Shema Yisrael, give ear, right here. B'shem Ha'av, Wehavein, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Echad, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Here, picking up and beginning with the first reading, the first Aliyah, the first reading, the Rishon Aliyah,
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 offering up, up offering for this 44th Parsha, this sabbatical study, this Shabbat strong. Fifth book of Moses, called Deuteronomy, chapter 1. The failure at Kadesh Barnea.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear, Hebrew first words right here. Eile ha-divarim asher diver Moshe illa kol Yisrael di-iver ha-yardin ba-midbar ba-irabba mola suf ben paran ben tofel wi-lavan wa-chatzerota wi-di-zahab. These be the words, Eile ha-debarim, these ha-debarim, these be the devarim, Eile ha-debarim, Asher diber Moshe il kol Yisrael, which Moshe spake to all Yisrael. Eile ha-debarim asher diver Moshe il kol Yisrael di-iber ha-yarden ba-midbar. These be the words ha-debarim. These be devarim, the words which Moses spake to all Yisrael on this side Yarden, on this side Jordan, Bamidbar, in the Midbar, in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea. Ba'erabba Mol Suf, between Paran and Tophel. Ben Paran u Ben Tophel. And Laban, and Hazarot, and Di Zahab. With Laban, wa Chatzerot, with Di Zahab. There are 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of Har Seir, Mount Seir, to Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, the 11th moon, on the first day of the moon of the month, that Moses spake to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, according to all that the Yahweh had given him in commandment to them. After he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Astaroth in Edrei, on this side Yarden, this side Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law, this Torah, direction, instruction, Lamor. Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, who he be, our I and I Elohim, spake to us, to I and I in Horeb, saying, ye, y'all, have dwelt long enough in this mount, turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites and to all the places nigh, near, thereto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, the valley, and in the south and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, to the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Jehovah swore to your fathers, your patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give to them and to their seed, their race after them. And I spake to you at that time, at that Iwa Lemor, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. He who be who ye be, your Elohim, true good, true God, hath multiplied you. And nay, behold, ye, y'all, are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, patriarchs, make you a thousand times so many more as ye, as y'all are, and bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, as he hath promised you, promised you, promised you, promised you, promised you, promised you, promised you. And hear, 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 Shema, give ear right here, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat Debarim, Sabbath, the words, hear, 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 picking up with fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy chapter 1 at verse 12 for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second up offering, the second reading for this Shabbat Devarim, Sabbath the words. Eka Esa Le'abadiya Tarchikem Ua masa ekem we ribekem. How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance and your burden and your strife? Eka, 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 eka. Eka esa libadi tarchikem uamasa ekem wiribikem. Take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And ye all answered me and said, The thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them heads, roshe, rases over you, captains over thousands and captains over hundreds and captains over fifties and captains over tens and officers among your tribes. And I charge your judges at that time, at that Iwa Lemor, saying, hear the causes between your brethren and judge righteously between every man and his brother and the stranger that is with him. Ye all shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye all shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye all shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is Elohim, is the true good, the true God, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it to me, bring it to I, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time, at that Iwa, all the things which ye y'all should do. And when we departed from Horeb, we went through all that great and terrible Midbar, great and terrible wilderness, which y'all saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as Yahweh Eloheinu, as he who be, who he be, Jehovah, I Elohim commanded I, and we, I came to Kadesh Barnea, and I said to you, ye, y'all are come to the mountain of the Amorites, which Yahweh Eloheinu, which Jehovah, I Elohim, doth give to us. Hine, behold, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath set the land before thee, I. Go up and possess it, as Yahweh, as he who be, we be, Jehovah, the Elohim of thy fathers, of thy patriarchs, hath said to thee, I. Fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. Neither, 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 be discouraged, 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 discouraged. Fear not, neither be discouraged. Yes. That's a command there to I. Here we have a little less than 15 minutes, 14, countdown 13 minutes before the Sunday service, first day service, Melkam Ehud, Shavua Tov, Yom HaRishon, the first day coming up. Here, look more, look more.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, give the promised land.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, Sima, Sima, here, Sima, Rastafari.
Here, Shema Yisrael, give ear right here for the Shalishi, Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Devarim, Sabbath, the words, here, give ear, picking up with the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy here in chapter 1, here at verse 22, for the Shalishi, for the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering here for this Shabbat Devarim. Watikrebuna Elai. Kul kema watom rua nishalha nashima le fanenu we hayepru lanu eta haaretsa we ya shibu otanu davar eta hadereka asher na ele paha. Weita he arima shara nabo elehen. Here, for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, for this Shabbat Devarim, here, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 22. And ye, y'all, came near to I, every one of you. Why tik rebuna helaya kulkema, and said, we will send men before us, before I, and they shall search us out the land, and bring I word again, by what way we, I, must go up, and into what cities we, I, shall come. And the saying pleased me well. And I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. And they turned and went up into the mountain and came to the valley of Eshkol and searched it out. And they took the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down to us, to I, and brought us, I, word again, and said, Wayomru Tova, Ethiopia, Tova, Haaretz, Asher, Yahweh Eloheinu, Noten Lanu. It is a good Tova, Haaretz, good land, which Yahweh Jehovah Eloheinu, Ayana Elohim doth give us. I and I, notwithstanding, ye y'all would not go up. Ye y'all would not aliyah go up, but rebelled against the commandments of Yahweh Jehovah Elohim, the eyes Elohim. And ye y'all murmured in your tents and said, because Yahweh Jehovah hated us, hated I and I, he hath brought us, I and I, forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us. Whither? Where? Where shall we go up? Where shall I and I, Aliyah, go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. Then I said to you, dread not, neither be afraid of them, Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah, the I Elohim, who goeth before you. He shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, in Egypt, before your eyes, and in the wilderness, Bamidbar, where thou hast seen how that Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, bear thee, the eye, as a man doth bear his son. Yisa isha etta bino, in all the way that ye y'all went until ye y'all came into this place. Yet in this thing, ye y'all did not believe, Yahweh Elohim. Ye did not believe Jehovah, the I, Yahweh Elohim, who went in the way before you to search you out a place to pitch your tents in fire by night, to shew you by what way ye y'all should go, and in a cloud by day. And Yahweh Jehovah heard the voice of your words, and was wroth, rotted, and swear, Lamor, saying, surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give to your fathers, to your patriarchs, save Caleb, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it. And to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly, holistically, completely followed Yahweh Jehovah. Also, Jehovah Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes, Lamor, saying, thou also shalt not go in thither, Veya, but Yahushua, the son of Nun, who standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. There, encourage him, for he shall cause Yisrael to
Yes, 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 getting ready for the Sunday service coming up, coming up, coming up.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land, in the promised land.
Yes, and we finished, just completed the third Aliyah, the third of the seven for the Shabbat, for this Shabbat, the words. Every time I hear the word, the word, the word. So here, here, Prince Farai. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here we have the Prince Farai tune. So this is going to be the outro here as we prepare for the Sunday service, Melkam the Hoot. You know, the first day service coming forward, forward, forward. It's truly first day. But, you know, here in this Western Gentile world, for it's at Sunday. So the first day service, every time I hear the word, the word, the word, right here on the outro, stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. Prince Farai. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The
covenant is strong, yeah?
Word is in but blows and kind. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, hear the word which the Lord hath command, that we shall do them. 6 days shall do all thy work. But remember the second day is the Sabbath day. Sabbath day. Every time I hear the word. Every time I hear the word. Every time I hear the word. The word, 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 the word. Every time I hear the word.
Malcolm Hood, yes, I, Shabua told, I to full spat to call strong. That's the 7 days and the seventh day, yes, I, these are the words. Jehovah commanded I and I to do them. Tune in, tune in, tune in. Give ear, and hear. Sunday service, first day service, beginning right about now. Yes, I, Rastafari.